Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Zanaya. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Brian. I have a work order for you.
Okay, what's that order number?
I actually don't have the order number. Can you look it up by the last name and the phone number?
Yes, I can. Let's see here. Give me one moment.
Right now, I don't know where I am.
What would be the customer's zip code? Do you know that?
Hold on. We're on a new system and it's a mess.
Okay.
02026.
02026. Thank you. And what would be the last name?
Thomas, Thomas.
Thank you. Give me one moment here for you.
The basement and the game again. I'm going to have that again. Oh my God, that's what it is right now.
This is no longer still pulling up that ticket. My apologies. Yeah, what would be the first name, Maria?
Yep.
All right. Can you confirm that address for me?
51 Fay Road in Dedham.
Thank you so very much. Let's see here. And how may I help you with the ticket?
So I'm here to install a gas range. The issue is the gas range that she selected, it does require 18 inches from the burners to the cabinets on the side. The existing cabinets, they only have 14 inches of clearance, so I'm unable to install it. It'll fail an inspection. And it won't pass any codes, and it's a extreme fire hazard. So I'm unable to put that in legally, and she's very upset and confused on what to do next.
Well, she is really going to have to speak to Home Depot. They're going to have to place a ticket for a new unit for her. But give me just one moment. I'm going to push you on a brief hold. I have to just confirm with the customer, and I have to contact Home Depot for the PO for your trip charge.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Give me just one moment here.